Charles Sanders Peirce. He born on September 10, 1939, and died on April 19. Also was an American philosopher, logician, mathematic, and scientific who is sometimes known as the father of pragmatism. Today, most of linguistics seems to know Charles Sanders better as the founder of general semiotic than as a writer of language in the narrower sense. In fact, the growing influence of Peirce's ideas in the field of cognitive linguistics, diachronic linguistics, linguistic semantics, and pragmatics, and text linguistics is largely due to general semiotic, which linguistics have derived from Peirce. He was educated as a chemist and employed a scientist for 30 years. Also, one of Peirce's special fields of linguistic interest was the spelling of English in relation to its pronunciation. However, his apology for modern English focused several other papers examining the rules for phonemes correspond to the English or the rules for doubling letters representing English consonants. Peirce did not restrict himself to describe a study of English orthography. Also, he called epistemology and philosophy of science. He saw logic as a formal branch of semiotic, of which he is founder, with the debate among logical positivism and a proponent of philosophy of language. Although Peirce had no pretension to being a linguist, the annotated catalog of his published and manuscript lists no less than 127 papers classified as linguistic and consonant reference to many other manuscripts dealing with language. Also, the topic ranged from phonetic, morphology, grammar, lexicography, semantic, and others, from historical and evolutionary linguistics to general and comparative linguistics. This meant today most linguistics seems to know Charles Sanders Peirce better as a founder. Also, in 1990 and 1999, and language changed in both areas. Peirce did not do anything for the linguistic research himself, but it was his general theory of things process which served a foundation to linguistic working in this language study.